Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Here to recap Thursday's action on the diamond, news, notes, and more, and get you ready for Friday. All right, let's talk about some news and notes. The big news that dropped on Thursday, the Oakland Athletics will not be the Oakland Athletics starting in 2025 as they will move to Sacramento to play in the AAA stadium held by the Rivercats at the moment. The A's will have access to that field from 2025 to 2027 with an option for 2028. Almost sounds like a big league contract. It's depressing. The A's suck. You know, the A's ownership sucks, and life goes on. J.D. Martinez of the New York Mets will finally make his Mets minor league debut in a couple of rehab starts as he keeps ramping up for the regular season. He will not return as scheduled on Sunday, but hopefully early next week. Yuri Perez got the dreaded Tommy John news on Thursday. Perez has been rehabbing back from his elbow inflammation. Threw a bullpen the other day, felt a kind of strain on the elbow, shut things down, had an MRI, revealed the need for Tommy John surgery. Perez will have surgery on Monday. Same doctor that worked on Sandy Alcantara. Some good Miami Marlins news. Edward Cabrera will make his second rehab start on Friday, set to throw four innings. He threw three innings in his previous rehab outing, and if all goes well, Edward Cabrera could join the Marlins rotation towards the end of next week. Braxton Garrett will make his first rehab start on Sunday. He's scheduled to throw four innings as well, as he's been throwing more bullpens and live batting practice type situations. So Braxton Garrett might need one more rehab start after this, but he is also very close to returning for the Miami Marlins. A lot of St. Louis Cardinals news here. First off, Wilson Contreras missed Thursday's game after getting hit on the hand by a pitch on Wednesday. He had x-rays on Thursdays. They came back negative. He even took some swings in the cage later in the day. Don't expect him to miss too much time. Brendan Donovan missed Thursday's game as well. He was hit by a pitch twice on Wednesday, and he is considered day-to-day. Tommy Edman said he got some good news for once on his surgically repaired wrist that was performed in the late fall of last year. An MRI reported some good news. Edman has been shut down from majority of baseball activities. He'll have another MRI on Monday to hopefully move things forward in the right direction. The earliest Edman is expected back is middle to late May. Lars Nootmaar took place in another rehab outing on Thursday, his second one so far. If all things go well, Nootmaar could rejoin the Cardinals this weekend. If that were to take place, Victor Scott might go pack, and we'll see. Sonny Gray, he will either make one more rehab start or start with the Cardinals. The Cardinals are making a decision up to Sonny Gray to see how he feels about the scenario. Right now, Sonny Gray is leaning towards joining the Cardinals for his next outing. If he does so, he'll throw around 70 pitches. So those that stash Sonny Gray are about to be rewarded. Matt Carpenter of the Cardinals was placed on the IL with an oblique strain. The Cardinals called up catcher Pedro Pages on Thursday. I'd imagine that had to do something with the Contreras injury, not knowing the severity of that just yet, to have a backup catcher on the roster. If Contreras returns soon, expect Pages to be sent back to the minors. Another corresponding move to take place. Maybe Victor Scott stays up for a little longer, or another bat like Lucan Baker comes up to the big club. Jacob Young was called up by the Washington Nationals, speculated on this on yesterday's show. Victor Robles hit the IL with his hamstring injury. Young was recalled. He got the start versus left-handed pitcher on Thursday. We'll see if he places right-handed pitching. Eddie Rosario might be the guy to platoon with him versus right-handed pitching, or the Nationals just let Jacob Young do his thing. He hit ninth on Thursday. He is a speed machine, 13 steals in 33 games last year with the Nationals. Someone to keep an eye on in leagues where you need some stolen bases. Jaime Candelario talked about this yesterday, had a hyperextended elbow. More reports on Thursday. The Reds are feeling okay. He's day-to-day. They don't expect him to miss much time, if any, at all. Royce Lewis received a PRP injection on Thursday to help speed up the recovery to his quad injury. Lewis has said he is doing everything he can to get back on the field as soon as possible. Sometimes that's not the way to approach a soft tissue injury, but we shall see with Royce Lewis. Eloy Jimenez was still sidelined on Thursday with his abductor strain. He was expressing some just annoyance with these injuries. that they're always happening, that he's working to come back. We'll see how it goes. The White Sox do not think he has to go on the IL. They're expecting him back this weekend, but they said this every day. He was injured on Sunday, so about half of an IL stint has already been served for Eloy Jimenez. All right, let's talk about some of the top hitting highlights of the day. Jake Berger, two patties, call him up, two home runs for Jake Berger. Two runs scored, two RBIs, and two walks. Nice game to get things clicking for Mr. Berger. Riley Green went 2-for-4 with a home run, two runs scored, an RBI, and a walk on Thursday. Green has two home runs on the season, which is great to see, but is only hitting 143. Hopefully that improves in the coming days. Michael A. Taylor of the Pirates went 3-for-4 with a double and a run scored. Michael A. Taylor was a late signing with the Pirates, and we thought maybe he would be a platoon piece, but so far he has played in every game for the Pirates. The first four were against left-handed starters, the last three, right-handed pitching. Taylor's hitting 480 on the season with no home runs, but seven runs scored, six RBIs, and a stolen base. If you look back on Taylor's career, he's like a 15-15 guy. Last year, he hit 25 home runs and stole 12 bases and like 400 plate appearances. Michael A. Taylor is serviceable in 12-team and deeper leagues. If you want to know more about the top hitters from the day, make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com. Some starting pitching highlights from Thursday. Tanner Bibee bounced back tremendously from his first outing. 5 1/3 innings versus the Minnesota Twins with one earned run, five hits, no walks, and nine strikeouts for Bibee. That was great to see. He had 17 whiffs and a 33% CSW over 91 pitches. Velocity was back up. Everything pointing in the right direction for Tanner Bibee. Ryan Weathers put together a nice outing for the second straight time. Five innings, one earned, three hits, three walks, and six strikeouts for Weathers. He had 11 whiffs and a 31% CSW on 85 pitches, taking on the St. Louis Cardinals. And then Martin Perez of the Pirates put together a nice one versus the Nats. Perez threw 6 2/3 innings, two earned runs, six hits, six strikeouts. He had 8 whiffs and a 29% CSW on 85 pitches. Martin Perez can be that streamer from time to time in good matchups, like the one versus the Nationals. If you want to know all things about the pitching from the day, make sure you check out the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP Roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. A couple of relief pitching highlights. Again, short day on the diamond. Six total games were in play. David Bednar picked up his first save of the year for the Pirates. It's five different relievers with saves for the Buccos, but Bednar is the guy. Good to see him pick up that first save. Manuel Clase picked up his third save of the year for the Guardians. And Ryan Helsley, save number two for the Cardinals. If you want to know more about all things relieving, make sure you check out the Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com. All right, before we take a quick look at Friday's action on the diamond, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors. And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast brought to you by pitcherlist.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchkin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. We got some day games in play. We have a seven-game main slate starting at 6:40 p.m. Eastern time. Some of the bats we're looking to target, the Royals versus Eric Fede. Royals are some of the value on the slate. The Atlanta Braves versus Tommy Henry is always a good way to look. And then you got Great American Small Park. You got Cincinnati versus Quintana and the Mets versus Hunter Green. So a great way to go there as well. On the bump, give me all the Freddie Peralta versus the struggling Seattle Mariners. Mariners striking out nearly 33% of the time versus right-handed pitching on the season. Freddie coming off a great start his first time out. Looks to duplicate that this time again. Brady Singer versus the White Sox could be a fun one. And then Cutter Crawford versus Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Things I'm looking forward to on Friday. Giants, Padres, Dylan Cease, Jordan Hicks. Should be a fun one. Hicks looked great in his debut. Cease has looked okay and is a big, big part of the potential success for the Padres. Tarik Skubal, awesome in his first start. Now he gets the Oakland A's. Really looking forward to seeing how Tarik throws in that one. Bobby Miller was amazing in his first start this season, and he heads into Wrigley for a Wrigley matinee on Friday. That'll be a good one to check out. Big matchup of young guns, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Grayson Rodriguez versus Jared Jones, another one to keep an eye on. I want to see how Brady Singer bounces or continues on. He had the seven shutout innings with the 10 Ks in his first start of the year, pitch mix change, all that good stuff. Takes on the Chicago White Sox, a team if he's on, he could dominate yet again. And then late in the evening, Mariners, Brewers, Logan Gilbert versus Freddie Peralta. That should be a really, really fun one as well. That'll do it, folks. Quick one in the books. Only, like I said, six games with a doubleheader and then four regular games. Not a whole lot to discuss on today's show, but don't you worry. Jake Crumpler will have you covered for the weekend action. I'll be back with you guys on Monday to get you going for another week ahead of baseball. Before we get out, make sure y'all go to pitcherlist.com. Go check out PL Plus, PL Pro. You won't regret it. Gets you in the amazing Discord, gets you PLV Plus, and a bunch of other cool stuff that's coming down the pipeline for pitcherlist.com, including podcasts and much, much more. So go check all that out by becoming a member at PL Plus and PL Pro. All right, that'll do it, folks. Another episode in the books. Hope you guys, again, have a great weekend, as this was your First Pitch Podcast, Friday, April 5th. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes.
Follow us on Twitter at PitcherList.
And help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.